Okay, today's daf is Shvias, daf Ayin Aleph, and we have about 2 weeks left to Masechah Shvias, and we will start with Ayin Aveis as we continue here in the ninth parak, Parak HaPegam, which is about issues of Biur and other related Shvias topics. So we start with Ayin Aveis. We just had the Pesach of Rabbi Yochanan. We had in our Mishnah, what is the halacha of Svichin? What does it apply to? Does it apply to all growths, all aftergrowths that are at least Shayach, that are planted annually? Again, not fruit. Nobody said that applies to fruit, because fruit is planted once and it lasts for many, many years. That's for sure not included in the Isser Svichin. But what does it apply to? So we had a couple of deos in the Mishnah back at the beginning of our parak on Samach Tes Amid Beis. The Rabbi Huda said it does not apply to Sviche Chardal, because Lo Nechshdu Aleha Over Aveira, there's plenty of Chardal around. We don't choshe that it was planted. Rabbi Shimon says it's all Svichin or Mutter, except for cabbage, Sviche Kruv. And the Chacham at the end of the Mishnah say, all Svichin are Aser. And that's generally what we hold, all Svichin are Aser. Again, as long as they're included in the world of Svichin. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that has a Mekel Shita about Sviche Chardal. So that's the context that we're talking about here. Reish Lakish saw, again, Ayin Aveis. Reish Lakish saw that in Chikuk, he was in Chikuk. He saw people that were that dropped some mustard seeds and didn't pick it up. It was like Hefker. So they said, oh, I pass like Rabbi Yehuda, because I see that it's not something that people plant or take seriously, and therefore it just grows by itself. It's in the wild and there's plenty of it. So Reish Lakish says, I would pass in Lekula like Rabbi Yehuda, that Svichin does not apply to mustard seeds. And Rabbi Babar Zavda says, Rabbi Chunya in Beis Bin Chavron also pass like Rabbi Yehuda. All Rabbi Yochanan, let's start from there again, six lines up from the bottom. All Rabbi Yochanan Vidarishlon, Krabbanan Dahacha. Rabbi Yochanan said, no. He passes like the Rabbanan of here, meaning of our Mishnah, that all Svichin are Aser, meaning even Chardol, Lechumra, and Ukrabbanan de Taman. And he, Rabbi Yochanan, also paskin like the Rabbanan over there. Where's the over there? That's the discussion in Maseches Beitza, where there are three discussions on Davdala, Davhei, there in Maseches Beitza. When you have two, you make Kodesh next to each other. How do you view them? Right? We have, let's say, Shabbos and Yontav next to each other. That's one case. Right? Do we say that it's considered one long day of kedusha, right? Yom Arichta, as it's called, or do we say shtei kedushos? Right? That's one machlokas. Then we have the machlokas relating to what about Yontav Rishon, Yontav Sheni? What does that look as? And number three, we have the Tuesday of Rosh Hashanah. Right? So those are all three separate questions. But if you hold by one, you don't have to hold it by the other. Right, you might say that Yontav Sheni, maybe those are for sure two different days, Shtei Kedushos, because those are each, right, one's Daraisa, one's Drabanan, it's Sveka de Yoma, so it's, then it was both Daraisa, Savi Daraisa, maybe those are two totally separate days. But by the others, maybe you'd say it's Yom Arichta. Or you might say no, because those are basically the same thing, right, they're both Sveka de Yoma, so you don't know which one, so maybe that counts. Again, in the days of old, that's called Yom Arichta. So again, everyone has its own way of looking at it. How do you look at two consecutive days? And this is all, so let's just finish. Rabbi Yochanan says Aser. Rabbi Yochanan says No Demazeh Aser Bazeh, meaning if you have an egg that's laid on the first day, so it is Muksa, it is Nolad, it's also Aser on the second day. No Demazeh Aser Bazeh. Why is that? But I'm sorry, I take it back. Rabbi Yochanan holds Mutter. Rabbi Yochanan holds mutter in that case. No, the bazeh mutaras bazeh, because Rabbi Yochanan holds shtei kedushos, right? Karabanan de taman. No, the bazeh mutaras bazeh. It is not Yom Arichta, and therefore, if it's born one day, then either today is weekday, and therefore you can have it tomorrow, or today is Yantif or Shabbos, then you can have it the next day also, because it is a separate day. So Rabbi Yochanan was machmir over here, like the Rabbanan, and mekel over there, like the Rabbanan. That discussion, just to mention, of how do you look at 2 days of consecutive Kedusha, that is a different question also. All three of those are different questions, as we just said. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Yontif and Shabbos, and Yontif and Yontif. That all is a separate question from not 2 consecutive days of Kedusha, but 2 overlapping days of Kedusha. When you have Yemei Kedusha that overlap with each other, how do you look at it? Meaning, what if it's Yontif on Shabbos? How do we look at those Kedushos? So what do you mean? 1 Kedusha, 2 Kedushos? Yeah, 1 Kedusha, 2 Kedushos. Do we say it's Shabbos and Yontif? Or do we say it's Shabbos Yontif? right? Comma or hyphenated, right? Which is a sugya that we like to talk about every once in a while. And again, that comes up, right? It starts in the Gemara. Gemara Beitza discusses what's the bracha. How many brachas do you say in the Yontif Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei? If you're going to daven the Amidah on Shabbos and Yontif, so how many brachas do you say? So that's the Gemara Beitza, Daf Yud Zayin Aban Aleph in the Bavli, Tanur Rabbanan. Yontif Shechalias B'Shabbos, Beishami Omrim, is Palel Shmona. It's an 8 bracha Amidah. Omer Shabbos b'fnei atzma v'shal yantif b'fnei atzma. 2 separate brachas, one for Shabbos, one for yantif. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, no. You combine them. You combine them. You put Shabbos and yantif in the same bracha. Again, what might that be about? That could be about, Hilchos Amidah. Are you allowed to expand the number of brachas? Or it might be about how do you view the kedushos of Shabbos and yantif when they are overlapping, right? Do you look at it as one theme? Again, they're connected. Beis Hillel says they could join it together. It's one bracha because it's Shabbos Yontif. It's not Shabbos and Yontif. Or do we say no? It's two separate kedushos, and therefore you would have separate brachas. Again, many nafkaminas are related to this. Just to call one, I can't stop. Just one. Again, this 8, but just to call one fascinating machlokas between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where there was a guy in jail on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Again, each of these might be different. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos and Yontif and Shabbos Yom Kippur. All of those again might be different. Just like we said, the connecting kedushos. The consecutive questions are different about each case, so the overlapping question might be different about each case. But what about Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh isn't even Isser Malacha. So you might say it's the easiest to blend, blended Kedushos. Or do you say it's the hardest to blend because it's not even an Isser Malacha? But Rav Moshe Feinstein has the tshuva, whereas a guy was in jail. He was taken away by the authorities with Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and he didn't think he would get out today. See, he davened in the morning. He did not know Atiyat Sarta by heart. So he's like, okay. He knew it was Rosh Chodesh, but he davened Tikanta Shabbos. He davened Tikanta Shabbos, right, for Musaf, because that he knew by heart. Later in the day, he got out of jail. So the question is, okay, now I'm out. So what do? I didn't daven Rosh Chodesh Musaf. So what do? Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, you daven the weekday Rosh Chodesh Musaf. Rosh Chodesh and Lam Chonasata. Because after all, you already were Yotzei, the Shabbos Musaf, so now all you have to do is daven the Rosh Chodesh Musaf. And therefore he said, and Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no. Someone's Zalman says, Atiyat Sarta, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, you don't daven just the Rosh Chodesh. No, you daven Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Again, that machlokas could reflect this issue as well. But that's in terms of the overlapping. But our Gemara is talking about the consecutive Kedusha. So again, Rabbi Yochanan was Mako. Rabbi Yochanan was Machmir here, and he was Mako there. Fine. Let's continue. Rabbi Abba Bar Zmina, B'Shem Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Abba Bar Zmina, in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, min kumi ilain tarti milaya, based on these two psakim that Rabbi Yochanan gave, one l'chumra, one l'kula, nachas le Rabbi Yochanan mit Tziporin l'tveria. That kind of drove him out of town. He left Tzipori. He left Tzipori after he gave these two psakim. Why? Because there was another great old dayan that argued with him in each of these cases. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ma sizun liyadin dina saba. What is this old judge doing to me? The ana shari v'hu aser, ana aser v'hu shari. Every time I say something, he has to paskin the other way, right? I paskin like the rabbanan of Rabbi Yehuda, and he paskin like Rabbi Yehuda here, right? I paskin the nolda bazeh muteres bazeh, and he paskin nolda bazeh asura bazeh. We paskin like one kedusha, I say two kedushas. So Rabbi Yochanan left. He went to Tveria from Tzipori, which isn't too far from each other." Right, this isn't too far from each other. Amar Rabbi Va. So it says Rabbi Va. So who was this unnamed elder Dayan that argued each time with Rabbi Yochanan? So Amar Rabbi Va, Asa Uvda Kumi Rabbi Asa. This story about Beitza, this case of Shabbos Yantif next to each other, about an egg that was laid on the first day of Yantif. This story came in front of Rav Yasa, which the Marasiolio says really is Rav Asi. We know Rav Asi from the Bavli. So Rav Asi, who was a Talmud of Rav Yochanan, that's important for the story, who was a Talmud of Rav Yochanan, this is the Rav Yasa. Kumi Rav Yasa, Uba Mevik Rav Yochanan, and this Rav Yasa, who was Rav Asi, who was a Talmud of Rav Yochanan, according to the Marasiolio, he wanted to pass him like his Rebbe. He was going to be Mako, like Rabbi Yochanan, that allowed the egg to be cooked. Let's say it was Shabbos Yantif, so the egg was laid on Shabbos, he could cook it on Yantif. Right? You're allowed to cook on Yantif. So Katshama, the Rav, Rabbi Chanina, Mispalgin, Saramine. But once he heard that Rav and Chanina argued, and they said, no, Kedusha Achas, Nolda Bezeh, Asura Bezeh, so he withheld his psak. Meaning, even though his Rebbe was Mako, but because he heard these elder statesmen our machmir, so therefore he withheld the psak. So who was this unnamed rabbi? Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina was the one that argued with Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan, that led Rabbi Yochanan to leave. Rabbi Yochanan was boreach min ha-machlokas. He didn't want to stay in a place where there was just, you know, even though it was machlokas l'shem shemayim, I guess he felt it was not a good thing to stay, and therefore he left. Okay, de'is palgun. Where do we see that Rabbi Chanina was machmir by this case of Yantif holding shtei kedushos, holding one kedusha, and Rabbi Yochanan saying shtei kedushos? By the way, we mentioned before Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah, we paskin me'ikar adin shtei kedushos. We paskin me'ikar adin shtei kedushos. We're machmir like the other opinion, kedusha achas. We're machmir like the other opinion, and that is why on the second out of Rosh Hashanah, there is a minog to have a new fruit, to wear a new suit, so you get the Shechianu to cover that new one. Why? Because there are some shitas that say it's Yoma Arichta, it's one long day, and therefore you can't say Shechianu tonight on the second day. You said it last night, and it's all one big long day. So you can't say Shechianu again, that's why we do that. But May Iker Hadin, we paskin that it's Shtei Kedushos. So even if I have no new fruit, I say a Shechianu. And if Shlomo Zalman says, a lot of people only have the Shechianu, the fruit in mind, they should have your Rosh Hashanah in mind. Right? That's the Iker. It's the second day of Yantif, and it's Shtei Kedushos. So you should have the Rosh Hashanah in mind. That is what we make Iker Hadin paskin. But where do we see this? So we have a Machlokes, not by the egg case, but by a different case of Yantif, but it's the same idea. And that's why the following rabbis compared the wick case, as we'll see in a second, compares the wick case to the egg case. What's the wick case? The ispalgun. What if you have Shabbos and then Yantif? Yantif is on Sunday. The ispalgun, shiyare psila, shiyare medura, shiyare shemen, shekabu b'shabbos. You have a candle. You have a candle lit on Shabbos, right? And the candles in the days of old, you had a wick inside some oil. So what happens if it went out, and therefore what's left? You have a little wick left, or some oil left in the little cup that was used. It wasn't all used up. B'Shabbos, ma'alalikim b'yantif. Are you allowed to use that on Yantif? Meaning now it's Sunday, it's Motzei Shabbos, I want to light a candle. Can I use the wick that was muksa yesterday? Right, because fire is muksa machmas iser, as we'll see. You can't move a candle on Shabbos, because as I move the candle, it might cause it to go out faster, right? Or light better, whatever. It's either kibbuy or hadlaka. So you can't move it. So what happens about, what about the second day, Yantif? Rabbi Chanina treveon amrin asur. Rabbi Chanina says asur. Why? Yoma Arichta, one long day. Just like in the egg case, Nolda Bazeh, Asur Bazeh, Rabbi Chanin and Rav hold, that it's also the wick is Asur on the second day. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mutter, Rabbi Yochanan says Mutter, that's Rabbi Yochanan says Mutter, also by the wick case and by the egg case. So we have those two. This is where the machlokas is. So Omar, we switch the gears here based on other Yerushalmis. Just we flip the names. Omar Rabbi Mana, Kumin Rabbi Yudin, Ma Achpa la gabe psila gabe beitza. Add in a couple of words. What are you turning over the egg and the wick? Meaning, what are you bringing them together? These are two different cases. Why are you comparing the egg case and the wick case? Right? What would be the difference between the egg case and the wick case? The egg is laid on Shabbos. Right? If an egg is laid on Shabbos, an egg is laid on Yantif. But those are, on Yantif, you're allowed to cook an egg. The wick, So I'm saying you're allowed to cook an egg, but it's also nolda on Yantif. So the egg, I understand you would say maybe nolda bazeh asura bazeh is yoma. It's one long day regarding the egg, because the same problem that exists on Shabbos exists on Yantif. Nolda is a problem on Shabbos. Nolda is a problem on Yantif, and therefore I understand. But the egg case, why you would be machmir and say it's one long day, but a wick, fire is mutter on Yantif. So why in the world would you say it's Yoma Arichta because it was Asar on Shabbos, it was Asar on Yantif? But on Yantif, if you would have lit it today, right? It's two different cases. It shouldn't be relevant of Yoma Arichta regarding the wick case. How, asked the Gemara, how can you compare the wick case and the egg case? Let's read the Matras Yo. Man afchale lepsila gabe beitza. Mi huzeh shehafach ve'irev psila im beitza ledamosan. Who mixed together the wick case and the egg case to compare them? V'alo damu, they're not comparable. The gabe beitza, because by the egg case, taimali isura, inolda miyantav, inolda b'shabbos. the Bitravayu Asir Nolad, both of them, the Isser of Nolad, and therefore it makes sense that the Isser might continue. V'chashvina luhu yom aruch. It's one long day. Aval psila umidura v'shabes tafka hu da'asiri v'lo b'yantif. Right, of Milo Amrina de Modi Rabbi Rabbanan de Shari Lakuli Alma. There it should be Mutter by Yantif. So therefore, Rabbi Mana asked Rabbi Yudin, I don't understand how you can compare these two cases. So the Gemara answers, they do. Amar Le Min Madanan Chamai. Back to the Gemara. Min Madanan Chamai Rabbanan Midam Yelev. The fact that we see them compared, Hada Amra Hiada. It must be that they didn't think it was too much of a problem. They didn't think that was such a chilek in terms of the. In terms of the cases. Good. There's what might be this machlokas be about? I saw the Achronim explain a big issue in Muksa, and that is how much is Muksa focused on the Gavra and how much is Muksa focused on the Chefsa? Many beginning Maseches Beitza and also in the Parakirim Maseches Shabbos. Now how much is Muksa about Makse midaito, or I consciously put it out of my mind. The word muksa means separated away. Right? The opposite of muchan. Muchan means prepared for me, I'm ready to use it. Muksa, the word is separated, designated. Right? By avodah zara, muksa means designated for avodah zara. By Shabbos, it means designated not to use. Muksa. Right? Makse midaito. How much is it about the person actually, putting it out of my mind, or how much is it about the chefsa? It's an unusable item on Shabbos, and therefore it is muksa, even if I didn't know about it. There are a number of machlokos, but some say, so b'shem the arsameach, that that's what maybe this is about. Right? Mitzad the chefsa, the Gemara is right. How could you compare the two cases? The wick is not inherently problematic on Yontif like it is on Shabbos. Regarding the Dasa Adam, once I'm maxit midaito, so then I'm maxit. It could be that I don't think about it. And therefore it will be muksa, even on the second day, which happens to be, yantif. But again, that's something that comes up, numerous times. There are many types of muksa. The Gemara here is talking about, muksa, one type of muksa. Muksa machmas iser. Right? That's a candle. A candle on Shabbos is muksa machmas iser, because if I move it, I would be violating an avera. Be violating an iser. There are many types of muksa, mukmach machskufa, muksa machpas chesr and kiss, nolad, and others. There is what's called klisha malach dola iser. So the Achronim point out that that's not really muksa. Because generally muksa, what's muksa is I can't move it. I'm not allowed to move it. I'm allowed to touch muksa, that's not an iser. I'm not allowed to move muksa. But I can move muksa in an unusual way, with my elbow, I can move it with something else, with a stick, those that's totum atzad, or different types of movements, but you can't move it directly. But kli shemalachto le'iser, right, like a scissors, or a knife, or a pen, those you're allowed to move. Let's start Google, let's start Pekoma. So the fact that you're allowed to move it, the Achronim point out, that reflects that it's not really muksa. It's really gzeira of tiltul kalim. And it was instituted as a separate time period. In the parak about muksa, in Masechta Shabbos, in parak kala kalim, it talks about a separate stage where chazal were going to asr kalim because people were too involved in weekday activities. So first they asked all kalim, even klishim alatul hatters, spoons and forks. You weren't even allowed to use those on Shabbos. And then they expanded the hatter to say that it would be allowed. But the Rambam in Perek Chavdal of Hilchos Shabbos talks all about the reasons why muksa was created. Different reasons given by the Rambam. Asru chachamim lataltal miksas dvarim b'Shabbos kederach shuosa b'chol. Rav Chachamim asserted to move certain items. Very unusual. The Rambam gives three different reasons, and the Raavad gives a fourth. You know, why the world of Muksa was created. The Rambam says, if the Nevi'im told us that our walking has to be different on Shabbos, and our talking has to be different on Shabbos. If our walking has to be different and our talking has to be different, our involvement and what we move around on Shabbos should be different. And therefore, and therefore, it should be a different day. Number two, so you don't come to do malacha. Again, not all of these reasons apply to all malachas. right? If you have something that's not related to an Isser, so then a pencil, like we said before, it's Klishma del Isser, or any other type of a computer, a telephone, good question, what should I have a mukzah it is, but you don't come to do malacha. Number two. Number three, the Rambam explains, because in the days of old, there were many Yoshvei Kronos that sat around all weekend and really didn't do much. And they didn't do malacha. Well, there was no electricity. There was they didn't write. They were illiterate. So what did they do all week? That was Chil Shabbos. So a lot of them weren't Mechal Shabbos the whole week. Not because of Shabbos, just because they didn't do anything. So you want for them at least to have some type of what the Rambam calls Shvisa Nikaris. You want it to be recognizable that it's a different day than the rest of the week, and therefore, that's another reason they instituted muksa. The Ravid says maybe it's Xer Mishim Hotza, but all different reasons for muksa. But muksa machmas isur is one of the more chamor isurim. One of the more chamor isurim. There's an important line in Tosfos, and that is Tosfos in Beis Daf Dalet, where the Tosfos discusses, right, our sugya, about what about the shita about noldo bazeh asura bazeh. Right, Rabbi Yochanan here said, if the egg is laid on the first day, then it's mutter on the second day. If it was a wick on the first day, asur, Shabbos, it's mutter on the second day. But what about the sheet that says asur? Nolde bazeh, asura bazeh. So why is that? So Tosfos discusses. Tosfos is commenting on the line in the Gemara that if you say it's asura, if you say nolde bazeh, asura bazeh, that must be because it's one elongated kedusha. And therefore, if the egg is laid on the first day, it's as if it was laid on the second day, because it's one long kedusha. Okay? So Tosfos asks, what do you need to say that for? Maybe even if you say nolde bazeh, asura bazeh, it's two kedushos. So why would it be asura on the second day? Migu diskatsoi, ben ashmashos diskatsoi lekuli yoma. The principle of migu diskatsoi. What does that mean? If something is mokset at the beginning of Shabbos, it's muksa the whole Shabbos. You go by twilight. You go by Bein Hashmashos. If something is muksa, something cannot become unmuksed on Shabbos. It can become muksa on Shabbos. Something can become muksa. Something breaks on Shabbos and now it's useless. It could become muksa, but it can't become unmuksed. Because once it's muksa at the beginning of Shabbos, so then it's muksa the rest of Shabbos. That's the principle of migu diskatsoi Bein Hashmashos. It's katsoi kula yoma. Say as Tosfos. When you have the Shabbos Yontif day, let's say the egg. So the egg, we're going to say, is Asra on the second day. The Gemara says, oh, it has to be because it's one long Kedusha. Maybe not. Maybe it's two separate Kedushas. But, you know, at the twilight between Shabbos and Yontif, it's still Asra, because maybe it's Shabbos. So it's Asra ben Ashmashos. So maybe that's why it should be Muksa the whole day. Migu on the second day. Not because of one Kedusha, but because of Migu Diskatsoi. Answers Tosfos. There's two stages in Tosfos, but Tosfos answers. V'yesh lo amar de lo amrina mishum muks, lo amrina migu mishum yom shehu l'sha'avar. Wow. Tosfos chiddush, you don't say migu diskatsoi based on muksa machmas yom sha'avar. The only reason this egg is muksa during Bein Hashmashos is because maybe it's the day before. Nothing inherently about muksa right now. Maybe it's the day before. That doesn't create migu diskatsoi for the following day. Migu diskatsoi is if it's muksa now, it's going to be muksa for the rest of the day. But if the only reason it's muksa now is because of yesterday, so that's not going to be muksa, and therefore we wouldn't say muksa machmas yom sha'avar. But then Tosfos says, so why does the Gemara say that my esrog is also asur on Shmini Atzeres? I can't eat my esrog on Shmini Atzeres because of migu diskatsoi, because it was a muksa, I used my esrog for a mitzvah on Hoshana Rabbah, but what if I want to make esrog jelly on Shmini Atzeres? I can't. Why? Muksa. What do you mean? It's muksa machmas yom sha'avar. Why do you apply migu diskatsoi there? Answers Tosfos. Muksa machmas mitzvah shiny. Muksa machmas mitzvah is more chamor. Our Gemara says muksa machmas isser is more chamor. Here's muksa machmas mitzvah is more chamor. And therefore, in a regular egg case, you would not say muksa machmas yom sha'avar. An egg is laid. Right? And therefore, you have to say it's because of kedusha achas, like our Gemara says. But by the noi sukkah or by the esrog, you say muksa machmas yom sha'avar because muksa machmas mitzvah is more chamor. There's a lot more there, but let's continue and we'll see if we can get back to that. But let's continue. Says the Gemara. The Gemara just had, a machlokas, whether it's appropriate to compare the wick and the egg. And the Gemara says, okay, I guess he compared them even though they're not so comparable. Next. Mishamar ba'aza keinim amru. So we are now going to another context, right, relating to Shabbos and Yontif next to each other. We spoke about the egg case, egg laid on the first day. We spoke about the wick case, the candle lit on the first day. What about the second day? Now we're going to talk about a third case, Erev Tchumen. Erev Tchumen. Let's say I want to go to another city on next the next city on Shabbos, and I know my tchum. I have a tchum Shabbos, which daraisa derabanan, but at least lamaisa 2,000 amos. That's derabanan. Derabanan, we paskin. 2,000 amos outside of my city, but I want to go. The other city is 3,000 amos away. So I'm going to put a box of matzah, 1,000 amos out of my city. That'll be my center of shvisa on Shabbos, and I'll be able to go 2,000 amos from that box of matzah. I cut off from the other direction. I'm only going to be able to go 1,000 the other way, because, you know, you can't have it both ways. But that's Erev Truman. I said something before Shabbos starts, and I'm Kona Shvisa. What happens? Before, it's Shabbos and Yontif. I want this to, let's assume it's Truman on Yontif. I want this to work for Yontif too. The problem is, there was an animal that ate my matzah on Shabbos afternoon. So now, by the time Yontif starts on Motzi Shabbos Sunday, I don't have an Erev Tchum. I have nothing. So, say the four rabbis, Mishum Arba Zakenim Amru, Kolanech Aleruva Barishon, Hari Kibnei Iro Besheini. Tough luck on you. Right, if your Erev was eaten on the first day, so on the second day, you have no Erev. You're like a member of your city. Because, Shtei Kedushos. Right, Shtei Kedushos. If it was one long, elongated Yom Halachigli, Yom Arichta, then it was said at the beginning of Shabbos, and it continues through both days. But say the Arba Zakenim, that because it's considered two Kedushos, so it's as if I don't have an Erev on the second day, and I'm stuck like my city. Rav Huna B'Shem Rav, Halacha, Karba Zakenim. The Halacha is like these four rabbis. And therefore, that turns into a chumrah, regarding that. Okay, there's so much by Erev Tchumen, but we continue. The first thing that Nami says to Rus, Yevamos Bem Zayin, right? You want to become Jewish? What about Erev Tchumen? Do you know about Erev Tchumen? That's the first thing she says. Look at Yevamos Bem Zayin. What's so special about Erev Tchumen? Okay. Rav Chisda, boy Michla Vashitasi Derav. Rav Chisda points out a stira in Rav Shita. Taman, we just quoted from these four rabbis, right, that Rav Huna b'shem Rav says the halacha is like those four rabbis. What does that mean? Shtei Kedushos. So, Rav Chisda boy, Michla Shita says the Rav. Taman, by Erev, who avale Shtei Kedushos. Rav says, by the Erev case, there are two Kedushos, and therefore, right, the Erev Tchum on the second day doesn't work. Vikoab, we just said earlier, Rav held like the Rav and Rabbi Chanina. Held like by the candle case, Vikoab ala Kedusha Achas. He said one Kedusha. Right, and therefore, it's a stira problem within Shitas Rav. Okay, fine. No answer given. Oh, first we quoted again. This palgan, because we just had the machlogas earlier. Shiari psila, shiari medura, shiari shem and shikabu, bishab, esmala, dikan biyantif, Rav, Rabbi Chanina, treveon omar, aser, Rabbi Yochanan, omar mutter. So, no answer given. Stira and Rav, whether you hold shtei kedusha or kedusha achas. The way that you have to get out of it is you have to say that, like Tosfos was saying in Beitza Daf Dalet, maybe there's a different reason. Maybe it's Usher on the second day, not because of Kedusha Achas. Maybe it's Usher from some other reason. Like in the egg case, we said, maybe Machmas Yom Miku Deskatsoi. So you have to give some reason, but the Gemara here does not give an answer. Amar Rebbe Mana Kumi Rebbe Yudin. So now, once we quoted this Brisa again about Shere Psila, we quote the same Shaklavatari that we just had in Amad Aleph. Amar Rebbe Mana Kumi Rebbe Yudin. Maaf Chalap Psila Gabe Beitza. Why are you comparing the two? Right, the wick and the egg case. So Amar Lei, Min Ma, Da Anan, Chami, Rabbanan, Medami Lei, the fact that the Rabbanan compare it, Hada Amra, He Hada. It must be that it is, they are similar. Okay, there's so much in these discussions, but we'll have to continue for now. So remember the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Rabbi Shimon said that all Svichan are Mutter. He doesn't think that Svichan are Aser, except for cabbage. Except for cabbage. Why? Why is cabbage different? So the line of the Mishnah said, She'ein kayotzi bank b'yirakos hasada. There's nothing like it in the other vegetables. It's different than the other vegetables. So the Gemara says, She'ein kayotzi bank b'yirakos hasada yosurin. So I don't understand. What is that? Why is that usser? Why does that make cabbage more chamor? Because it's different. Explain yourself, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Chama bar Okva, b'shem Rabbi Yosef bar Chanina, Medesha darkon legadel imahos. Because cabbage grows very large, like the mother, like the sources of the vegetables, the bulbs, they grow very large. So Gemara says, okay. So why is that usher? I still don't understand. Why is cabbage different? Why does Rabbi Shimon say only cabbage is a subject to svichin? So Amar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, kol hayarek ata lamod, yochol lamod alav im chadashu im yashanu. By all other vegetables, it's clear you could tell if it's new or small or old. The newer ones that were just planted this year are smaller, and the older ones are bigger, so you could tell which ones are bigger. So there's no chash of svichin, because you could tell the difference. But here, by the cabbage, even the new ones are very large. You can't tell the difference. You can't tell the difference between new ones and small, old 60-year ones and 70-year ones. So by cabbage, there's more of a chash of ha'arama, of covering up, and therefore Rabbi Shimon says, only by kruv, only by cabbage, is there a gzeira of svichin, but by all the other vegetables, you can tell the difference. If they tell you a 6-year growth, so you'll be able to tell that it's a 6-year growth. Because remember, because these have to be planted every year, the vegetables. So therefore, you, as long as you know it's 6th year, it's bigger, so then you are okay. Good. We continue. So we have quoted now in the Gemara, Ein Mechayvin, so we're only quoting the second half of the Tosefta. For the first half of the Tosefta, you got to look at the Mara Folda. He quotes the first half of the Tosefta. The Tosefta says, what happens if you have vegetables that grew in the 6th year, but you leave them in the ground, right? You don't want to cut them, but they're basically done. Says the Tosefta, Kali Arakos Asa L'Kaimah B'Shvias B'Shem Marasayin, Shalo Yomer Shenizru B'Shvias. Right, all vegetables, you can't leave in the ground because it's Maariv Zayin. People are going to see you picking them out of the ground during Shemitah. They'll think, oh, these are 7th-year vegetables and you planted it during Shvius. So a problem. But, says the Tosefta, now back to the Gemara, Eimachayven also lakaras aluf b'Shvius, but not the luf. Because the luf, right, we've had discussions of luf, this type of wild onion, the luf, people keep in the ground for years. So if you take it out during Shemitah, people aren't going to like automatically think like, oh, you planted it during Shemitah. This can be from 2 years ago. So therefore, there's no Maris Ayin there. Aval Manicha Gemoshehu, right, you can leave the loof in the ground. And you can take it out during Shemitah. Im Simech Motsoi Shvias Mutter. And let's say you left it in the ground from before Shemitah, during Shemitah, and now after Shemitah, and it even grows after Shemitah, then you pick it up. Says the Gemara, no problem, Mutter. That's fine. So it grew a little bit during Shemitah too, that's fine. But vegetables go by when they are picked. Right, Lakita. And therefore, it would not have any Kedusha. Similarly, a Mechayven also Lasharish HaKinris Bishvias. One doesn't have to rip out the Kinris. Right, this was translated in the, as an artichoke or some other type of, vegetable. Also, there's no problem you don't have to be, take them out. Why? Because again, the Mara Folder says there's no Mara Zion there because these are known to grow by themselves without being planted. It's known. So therefore, you can leave them there. Aval meshakef be'olim. But you have to rip out the leaves that grew during Shemitah, because these have very fast-growing leaves, because that's svichen. That's svichen, says the Braisa. Im tzimchu motzoi shviyas, and if they continue growing motzoi shviyas, mutter, that is okay, it's mutter, because, again, it goes by when it is picked. V'lo nimsa, one last line, v'lo nimsa ma'abit ochle tshuma. But one second, when you rip out these leaves, these leaves are roi to eat for animals. You're just going to destroy them. Right? That also has kedusha shvius, as we saw earlier. You're just going to destroy them? Me'alein he'naveda. No, you don't destroy them. You just let them rot. You just rip them out, you let them rot, and me'mela, that is not a problem with how you treat kedusha shvius, even if it's ma'achal behema. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem will continue with Perek HaPegam next time in the Shir.